Sif Kat Mem Ches. So that's Simashin Ches, Sif He, Sif Kat Mem Ches. Okay. So we said that your Machmer Klisheni, your Mekel and Klishlishi, the Chazanish disagrees. I think that was in the last Sif. It comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kat Mem Ches. So Bishul Klisheni will be effective if the temperature is not Yad Tzeledes Boy, but there's the temperature is Yad Nichves Boy. Now exactly how you translate that temperature, what temperature is called Yad Nichves Boy, it's not so clear. The temperature of Yatzaletisbo is not so clear. Rav Moshe presents it as a range. He sees the range is between 120 and 160. So if you want to know that you definitely have cooked something, you have to have cooked it to the temperature above 160. If you want to be concerned that maybe you're cooking something on Shabbos, you can't put into a temperature 120 because that's already a possibility of being Yatzaletisbo. So you're machmer in both directions. So Yad Nichves Boy, the assumption is somewhere above that temperature, some say 165. The logic behind it is that Klisheni, instead of continuing to be able to heat something, because it doesn't have any type of energy replenishing its heat, so all it's doing is sapping out its heat by cooking something else, meanwhile it's losing its own strength. You set it at a high enough temperature, even though that's true, there's a period of time it's going to take time for that to happen. Meanwhile, it's cooking something. And the core for it is a Gemara.
Forgive me, I apologize.
Let me finish this up.
Okay.
That there's Yushalmi, which seems to say that there is such a thing as a madrega called Yad Nichves Boy, which is a higher madrega than Yad Tzeledes Boy, and even a Klisheni, Yad Nichves Boy would cook. Even a Klishlishi, you'd be machmir that Yad Nichves Boy. Now, it's interesting that the first person to mention it is the Chayyadim. I mean, okay, Yushalmi says it, but you know, to bring it into the, it's not mentioned by Magen Avraham, it's not mentioned by the Taz, it's not the first one who mentions it is the Chayyadim. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting it for reason. He feels that you should be machmer about it. So so we hear over here machloek is what the status of a klisheni is, etc. Different shitas, whether it can cook a davarach. He's saying, but once you get the anichas, but everybody holds you should be machmer. And the Shabbat holds you should be machmer on that. Okay. Yes.
Okay, I apologize for coming late. Was 165, is that what you're saying is Yad Tzeledes Boy?
No, I'm saying that's some say that's Yad Nichves Boy.
And that's, I'm not hearing you call it Yad what?
Nichves.
Nichves?
Non chav vav yod saf. Shabbat is a cut memchas.
So it's Yad Nichves. Ches, wait a second.
Memches, all the way down. Left column.
Wait a second, where? I don't, hold on.
It's easier to cook
Nun ches, okay.
Memches.
Memches, okay. So
nichves means to be burnt. So it's not Yad Tzeledes Boy, which means that the hand naturally, instinctively pulls back. It's a madrega of the heat is so the hand that the hand will be burnt.
And I guess my question was, so if you're saying in a klisheni, if let's say you started off with boiling water, which is of course 212.
Right, so that's definitely Yad Nichves Boy.
All right, so
you put into a klisheni, according to this chayolim, you'd have to be machmer and say that it still has the power of bishul. So something which is, you want to put coffee in there, coffee's been cooked already. You want to put sugar in there, sugar's been cooked already. So even when we don't put a klisheni, you want to put a klisheni, fine. you want to put something which is raw into there, he's saying you shouldn't have anything raw. You want to make a cup of tea and then stick a piece of lemon in there. So the temperature is, you just...
It went from 212 to maybe, let's say, 190, you know.
Right, so you shouldn't be putting a lemon in there. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sif Vav. Kli sheyesh by Dabracham sheyatza letisper. So we have this container with this kli, which has something which is yatza letisper. So mutal anicha b'shabes agabe kedera hatmuna sheyesh merchum over yistane. So we're allowed to do put it on top of another kedera. you are taking the second kli and having it join the first kli under the wraps, which are keeping it warm. Now, you can't do hatmona lechatchila on Shabbos. So we're talking about a case that this kli obviously was in a state. I mean, it was maintaining its heat. So it came from somewhere. So it came. There was an act of. It came off a heat source. Now I'm putting it onto a different heat source, which is this pot, which is hot. So that's not a problem of okay.
What?
So.
No, forgive me, but when you say an act of hatmana, so you're saying on Shabbos, if you had something that you, what, you pulled it off of a blech and now you want to wrap it?
Right. So you can't do that on Shabbos.
But presumably you could, if you pulled it off the blech, you could presumably hold onto it and put it right back on the blech.
Correct. Right.
That's okay.
Right. Okay.
So and put doing hatmana before Shabbos. Let's say you pull it off the stove and you wrap it up. You know, before Shabbos even begins. That's also mutter.
That's mutter in something which just has ability to maintain heat. Not something which is going to add heat. So, for example, let's say I have a pot on the fire. So there's a heat source beneath it. So I'm allowed to keep it on the fire, but I can't do hatmana because that's a hatmana. That hatmana will keep the added heat in and help it increase the heat in the pot. It's not just going to maintain heat, it's going to increase heat. So that's also to increase the heat.
But even if you set it before Shabbos?
If you set it before Shabbos. Most of Hevel is a problem even if you set it before Shabbos.
Hmm.
So the common example of that we discussed and we learned back in the Reish Nuns, we learned the Dinim Hatmana. The common example of that is a percolator, an urn. So it has a heat source on the bottom, and you have your pot, which is the urn. And I want to cover it with this...
With a towel or whatever.
With this towel. So if I leave part of it open, Hatmana is only if it's totally covered. So I leave the top open or I leave the sides open, so it's not a problem. They come with jackets, which you can put over them to maintain the heat. So that jacket is being matman the whole pot. And there's a heat source underneath it, so that's a problem. So you have to make sure the part of it is left open.
Does it how big of a part? I mean, if I leave open, you know, a square inch, is that enough?
So you'll get different answers on that question. It should be something of significance, not just a little bit. Okay, now.
Well, if it's boiling, I guess people don't leave it boiling, but if it's boiling, then that would be okay because you're not going to increase the temperature.
Theoretically, but the gzeira of Chazal wasn't because you're increasing temperature. Chazal said things increase temperature. If you're going to allow that, people are going to make assumptions and allow other scenarios as well.
Right.
So this would be, it would be the same thing. It'd still be a problem. So they would sometimes seal the pot that it shouldn't, no heat should escape, with putting a ring of dough around as a seal. So you can't knead the flour into a dough to do that on Shabbos, but if you already had it kneaded from beforehand, you're just placing it in place. So that's going to be mutter. Mr. Burrow will deal with the issues of meruach. You're going to smooth it out. He doesn't deal with. Do we have to be concerned that it's hot enough that it's caused the dough to bake? Which obviously that'd be a problem. But do we have to assume like that wasn't the case? But this is all a heter for maintaining the heat. So I'm adding it on, and it's keeping the heat which is there. It was Yatzaletesboy, and Alocha. It's assuming everything Yatzaletesboy is the same din. So I'm not doing anything. But if the item that I'm placing here is less than Yatzaletesboy, the pot is Yatzaletesboy, the pot is going to heat that the food inside to Yatzaletesboy, that's going to be a problem. So that's not good mode. Okay, now let's do the next sieve. And then we'll do Yesh Beforshim, the Hod Shar Lania, Klish Yesh Bedavracham, Al Gabi Kdera Al Timunah. So you just said you're allowed to put this pot, which has a Dabracham, it's Yatzaletesbo, so there's no Bishul taking place. I just want to try to hold on to that heat. I want to take this pot, which is already hot, and put it on top of this other pot, which is hot. So some say, even if the bottom pot is sitting on the fire. And some argue that no. If the bottom one is on the ash, so then you cannot use the upper pot or the upper item. You cannot use the bottom pot with its container. I'm sorry. You cannot use the bottom pot as the vehicle to hold the upper pot, because what's really happening is you're putting that onto the ash to be heated, and that's not. And the fact there's a pot in between doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make it what. That's what they hold. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I said you have a pot which is a hot pot, and now I have another pot with a dover kham. The bottom pot is in a case situation of hot mona, let's say. I want to take this other pot, put it in with this pot, and wrap it all up. So he said that's mutter. Some said it's only mutter because if the bottom was not alaish, the bottom is alaish, it's not mutter. So it's something hot, which is Yatzaletesboy. The Shulchan Aruch has found an opinion which he said before. So the only option over here to do this is by putting it when it hasn't reached Yatzaletesboy, it hasn't diminished to under Yatzaletesboy. But if it's reached down, the temperature has lowered to the point that it's under Yatzaletesboy, I cannot reheat it on Shabbos. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's Bishul after Bishul, which the Shulchan Aruch holds up. The Ramah came along and said, we hold ein bishul akar bishul by davar lach. By davar yavesh, kol tzarcha, davar lach, kol tzarcha, no difference. Midaraisa, ein bishul akar bishul. Whatever the first bishul accomplished, if it's kol tzarcha, the second bishul is not doing anything more. And the malach is not adding heat, the malach is doing bishul. That's the opinion of the Ramah. But the Ramah said, however, there's a chumrah. And the chumrah is, we don't allow you to do bishul akar bishul if the first bishul has totally ended. So how do I know when it's totally ended? That the heat which is remaining there is not enough that people consider it hot. Because remember, the definition, people's definition of what hot is and what Yatzaletesboy, there's a gap. Right? I'm not putting things which are Yatzaletesboy in my mouth. I'm still calling them hot. Right? So obviously, there's something which people perceive as warm, hot, etc. That people say, oh, yeah, that tastes nice and warm, nice and hot, even though it's not Yatzaletesboy. So as long as that's what how people are relating to it, is that people in their mind see this is a hot thing, so you're not cooking it when you put it back. Really, Midaraisa is not cooking because it's fully cooked. And according to this opinion, that's all you need. In people's mind, wow, this thing was cool, and you're heating it up, but you're cooking the Shabbos. People don't perceive this as cool. People say this is hot still. So people see this as hot, so they don't perceive what I'm doing as any act of bishul. I'm just taking something which is hot and making it a little hotter. Right? So as long as people perceive like that, Rav Moshe, that's mutter. And people see that this is cool off totally, and they see you putting it on, oh, you're doing Bishul on Shabbos. They're going to get very confused. So according to the Ramah, if it's not Nisan on the Gatmri, it still has the warmth that's there, if people perceive as beneficial. So Imkein Lebeinon Yatzel Edesman. So even if it's less than Yatzel Edesman, as long as people perceive it as being hot, that's good enough. Because they're Bishul HaKabishul. So what are you worried about? You put it in our scenario over here, you have the bottom pot wrapped up in towels, you want to put this other pot which has food in it also wrapped up in towels. It says, well, this food is fully cooked. So the only issue is you're heating it. Well, according to this opinion, there's nothing wrong with heating it. Right. The only thing is, we're machmer if it totally cooled to room temperature. You know, it's a long thing cool to room temperature. Everything is would be mutter according to the Ramah. Yatzel Edesman, I feel it on his special called Tzarchai. The minute the Yabba Siptal, the Yishma Mishub Bishul, now the Mishabura, even if something's not fully cooked, which then is so, we should worry about Bishul, Philibur said, Shani Hocha, the Yabba, Ayarizeh, the Bidei Bishul, Gomer, Raksha, Yishtamer, Choymoy, Bisoyche. So the Taz comes along and says that you're not really doing cooking over here. All you're doing is holding out the heat. That's not cooking. It's osir, but over here, you're not planning to cook it. It doesn't really cook. And the bottom pot is not going to be hot enough to cook the food in the upper pot. It's hot enough to warm the food in the upper pot. So all you're doing is warming and not cooking. So there's no problem. So this whole hatter is only possible if it is fully cooked. So you can't then say bishul or bishul. But if it's not fully cooked, you're worried about he's adding more cooking. Some of Yafaloi is irrelevant. Some of Yafaloi is, like you pointed out before, is relevant in the halachas of Shehiyah, leaving a pot on the stove from before Shabbos. So are we afraid that the person is going to do something to add heat? Are we worried about the possibility? So, because now we're afraid, according to one opinion. Even if it's fully cooked, as long as it's done with yafalo, you might stir up the coals because you want to get that extra flavor. So it's fully cooked. People will say, wow, this is cooked. But it doesn't mean there's someone calling it done with yafalo, but as it continues to cook, it still tastes better. So, according to one opinion, that's going to be a problem because we're afraid you might stir up the coals in order to do that. So that's where that concept is relevant of yatzel edesman. I'm sorry. Will you stir if someone says Mitzam Viral, you're not gonna stir up the coals. What do you want to do? Dry it out even more, it tastes even worse. It's Mitzam Viral. As it dries and shrinks, it's bad. It loses it. It's type of food stuff where the reaction will end up with a negative, not a positive gain. So then Mitzam Viral, we say we're not afraid you're gonna stir up the coals. You only have to lose by doing that. You have nothing to gain and only to lose. Someone's in the time, we have this Gezeres Darbanan. That's all we're dealing with Gezeres Darbanan. You might stir the coals, whatever. That's not our discussion over here. That here we're discussing Bishul. So once something is Mavushal called Tarkhay, it's Mavushal. It's in the time of Yafalay, okay. Then for what? It's not Bishul.
I mean, usually when something is fully cooked, if you continue to cook it, the only real possibility is you're going to overcook it.
No. Think about cholent.
Even cholent gets overcooked. And if you leave it on too long.
The point we were saying is there's a point where the vast majority of people will agree that the cholent is considered fully cooked, it tastes fine, etc. And they also all agree, most people agree, that you let it sit another 6 hours, it tastes even better. That's called Mitzam V'Yafalo. Okay.
Aside from cholent, can you think of something else that would fit that?
Stew. Okay, let's go right
there. It's too
Anichoy, so I'm allowed to put it b'Shabbos on the keter, which is tumuna. So Mishabur says tumuna means b'begonim b'bayon. So I have pot A under the wraps, and it's nice and hot. I did a good job. I wrapped it up in a big down comforter, which really maintains its heat. And now I'm taking this other pot, which has also hot food in it. I wanted to put it to join the first pot. Pot A. Pot B is joining pot A. You're allowed to take the second pot and have it join the first pot under the covers. You can't do any atman on Shabbos. You cannot start the process of atman on Shabbos, even something which does not add heat, only just maintains heat. So why is it mutter? There was a process of atman done over here. Pot A was mutman from before Shabbos. Okay. Does that mutter? Everybody agrees that's fine. Okay, in these gals like there. Now Allah is by Atmana, if the wind blew and it blew off the cover and now it's uncovered, you're allowed to recover it. You're allowed to recover it. Yeah. So that's the call. I'm doing hatmana betchila. It's not the first hatmana is gone. It's unwrapped, and now I'm doing hatmana the betchila. Now Chazal said you're allowed to put it back to the original state. And so once you're doing that, in the scalsak there, the mutal chasoy, so mutal lachas is derech agav gamma klishiyesh b'davracham. So we look at it, what you're doing with this second pot is like a secondary process. And really what you're covering is the first pot plus. Okay, whatever. So we don't worry about the plus. That's how that's the construct that the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Fine. So you're allowed to now take the you want to seal the pot. Piva batzik. Kedishal yetze chumay, this prevents any heat from escaping, or mostly heat from escaping. Now this dough here, why is the dough, the raw dough normally is muksa, especially on Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. Because there's very little you can do with raw dough, except to feed it to your animal. And you don't want to feed it to your animal because you'd rather use it for yourself after Shabbos. So mukhan the adam is not mukhan the klovin. Something which is mukhan the adam is not considered mukhan for klovin. So something which I set aside for adam. So now, how am I allowed to move this dough? Chavetz muksa. In case it wasn't muksa. You have animals to feed, and for them, this they'll eat this. So that's now I have a usage for it. So now it's not muksa anymore. I'm going to run the dafka botek shu eno bar meruach. Depending on the type of dough, some doughs you can actually spread out thin and make a nice seal, etc. And that's okay. Dough you can't do that too. It doesn't spread easily, but other things are bar meruach. They can be smeared. Avol shabbos v'zefes, using wax or pitch, by tichu davar misareach, or even mud, which those things, the things which theoretically spreading out as possible. Also, mishum mimareach, it'll go under the isser, the umbrella of the isser of the malacha mimareach, which is smoothing things out. In the isser le'el simchin yedal tibel, if yedal. We had this case before. You can't put wax into a hole because, yeah, as you're doing so, you're going to spread it out. You're going to smooth it out. What's the problem? But Taz cost of the botzak not be meruach. Taz, I guess, says, well, I don't see any difference because though also something which you can smooth out. What happened to the meruach issue? The teretz is because the seal doesn't have to be perfect. Actually, yemagula the gamri shall use carbon. It's the one that shouldn't be totally uncovered. Shouldn't cool off. Okay.
What's this he's doing here? where there isn't any real
You'll see, ask me afterwards. It's too complicated. Now, so over here, I just want it to be it's a semi-seal, it's a three-quarter seal. I don't need perfect. So for that, dough will be usable, and I don't need to smooth it out. Whereas then with the neck and the chavetz, I need it to be smoothed out. So there's a chashash you can't do it because you might come to do miruach. So there, this chashash of using something which can be merodeich is a problem. So then he says, if so, over here, apetit mashabim mutter ben yonenu. Okay. Fine. In Nun Gimel, Abba Eime Nichen. So we said, where is that going on? Nun Gimel. You can't put something which has an item which is not yatzal ledesbo into a place where it will get to yatzal ledesbo. So I will aim on the tarot shal shenistanin kaimalam siptal diish bishal chabishal. So we have a problem now bishal chabishal. Okay, and also afilo lohit minum klal bishum davriyun they didn't know haman at all is still a problem. You're not putting in a place where bishul is where it looks like bishul. People don't normally do bishul there, so the gezeira that looks mexican of ashul is not relevant. The only question is, are you doing bishul? Fine. So he says, in the case of, so you don't put it back into the. You don't take the pot which has things which are raw, which have been cooked, things which have been cooked and cooled off. You want to put them on top of a pot which is will heat them to the yatzal ledesbo. So we say we don't do that.
So again, I know we talked about this, but I forgot. Is this even if I intend to take it off before it reaches that point, I can't put it on there if it has the potential of reaching that point?
Normally, that's an assumption.
Right.
Okay.
What about the
Torah? Nadal, she'alyon yochel ischamim. I'm talking about that if the. It's hot enough that the upper pot can be heated from the heat of the lower pot to the point of yatzal ledesbo. And I feel he may be daitel as shusham kol kav. She didn't deal with mishchali. Could come up and save yadel. Even though he doesn't plan to leave it there, but the person gets busy, forgets, and he ends up leaving it there too long. Okay, nun hey on tiftai. Some say. It's mutter even if it's ala ish. Clearly, Tatan, how Tom Kim the Ktera Marsekis, he can carry two of it on your Kimavash. The Chazal Aser Chazorah, that you need to have tonight, because otherwise it's a problem because of people will perceive it as cooking. And therefore, the only case is mutter is where people perceive it as just putting the hot food back, which is what chazora is. So that's the only case where people are comfortable of. But if it's the gzeira is mexican mavash. So over here, when there's a pot in the middle. there's no Mexican marshal because like nobody cooks in that type of situation. Marshal, yeah, kli mavusha kol tzarif. Obviously, and then we still have. I don't think there's a bun that looks like. Are you doing bishul? I'm cooking something that's obviously a problem. So the answer is that the food over here was fully cooked. Some say that the sirlu the ayirei kedera mafsekis have a pure group of the osel niach alei al chachila fine mashatav the kamei the locha kederisha. So this opinion, you want to put it on a second part on top of the first part, which has now been niskala from its atman, right? So some argue that ayin akira mafsek is how they can akira grufa the osel niach alei lechatchila. So this is not better than the case of kedera mafsekis on the top, that you have the kira, you have the pot, and then you want to put another thing on top of that pot. So this Qumra that this the Yesh Misharmer says, so the first opinion said that even it's mutter, even if the bottom pot is on top of the fire, and the second opinion says no, then that case would be also. Okay, let's hold this here.